Hi there, Carmassi here, coach, strategist, and author of the Guidebook series. That's my most recent, The Successful Mind, and welcome to today's session of Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. I'm very excited to be able to share with you practical tips, tools, and strategies for how we can increase your happiness, health, and vitality, and your general success in life. And if you don't know already, to make these teachings even deeper, each month I record a guided meditation. So make sure you check those out so you start evolving from the inside out. So let's get ready for a great program. And always my intention is to leave you with something extremely practical that you can apply into your life today. So that's one of the key things and one of the key directions I'll weigh through in this conversation. So I'm recording this on the 31st of March 2020, right in the middle of this coronavirus thingy. So that influences a little bit of what I have to say as well. And what becomes for me most important, particularly in the sense of how can I thrive through this particular experience? And I'm all about learning and growing. I see every single thing that happens in life as an opportunity to learn and grow. So, you know, this thing going on at the moment, where's the opportunity within this to learn and grow? And one of the words that comes up for me a lot when I'm working with my clients, my coaching clients, and even in general conversations, is this word discernment. It might also be that I'm writing a book or starting to write a book on decision-making mastery, and that's a topic of conversation for me because I sort of teach, you know, the quality of the choices we make determine the experience or determine our destiny. So this discernment word gets entangled in this thing. So as I look up discernment and I check out the meaning of the word as per Mr. Google or Miss Google or Mrs. Google, however you refer to Google, and it says the ability to judge well. And I think that's pretty close to the mark and a pretty good reference point to start with. One of the things for us is we're living in this time, which we might call the information age. We've got an extreme amount of information and an incredible ability to access that. And that information is accessible to the wealthy and to the poor. I mean, here in Bali, and I see rice farmers that have their handphones, their mobile phones, and as a result of being able to access the internet, they have the ability to find information. But one of the things is, and I'm sure aware of this yourself, is the amount of information that actually exists. I didn't even have a look online to see how many bits of information there are. It's in the billions, trillions, whatever, new bits of information being added every day, every hour, every second. So it's important for us, if there's so much information, one of the most critical skills we can learn is how to discern which information is appropriate for us at what time. And in this particular time and space with this virus experience happening, we need to be extremely good at discerning, judging what information we actually take in. Because some of the information we take in can help provide us information to make better choices. But some of the information we take in can make us go into a reactive fear stress response. And one of the things about discernment and the characteristics of discernment is discernment. It's much easier to discern something when I can see the big picture. If I can't see the big picture, if I'm just looking at a small piece of the puzzle, I don't have the ability to discern how all the pieces fit together. So part of being able to discern is this ability to see the bigger picture. And one of the attributes or outcomes of going into fear or activating the fear response. So, you know, triggering off the amygdala in the mid part of the brain, the limbic part of the brain. One of the aspects of firing off that stress response, and you might know it as the fight, flight or freeze response. One of the outcomes of that, which is not so useful for us for solving most of life's problems, is it causes us to have tunnel vision, narrow our focus. And that's good if we've got a physical threat in front of us, causes us to zero in so we see exactly what's there, and then we can make a choice to fight or flight or freeze. However, when we're dealing with most issues in our life, like the 95% plus of them, the more we can see the bigger picture, the easier it is for us to discern how those pieces fit together in the best way to provide the best solution for you to navigate your way through this thing called life. So if we want to be good at discerning and good at discernment, step one is we need to make sure we're not coming from a place of fear, because that contracts our vision and disables our ability to see the big picture. And if we can't see the big picture, we aren't able to separate and judge things in the best way possible. So that's probably one of the key things to discernment. Is our ability to discern isn't an IQ thing. It's not an intellectual thing, first and foremost. It's what state am I in? Am I in a relaxed state? And that thus allows me to see the big picture. And one of the biggest challenges in the way of that, and I'm seeing a lot of this at the moment, is the ability to separate fact from fiction. Or fact from story. And a lot of times when we look at facts, so we might look at numbers, we might look at data, you know, there's very little emotional entanglement in those. We just see them, that's a 16 and that's a 27 and that's a 12% and that's a 1%. So very little emotion, we get to see that and we're less likely to be triggered. If we're trying to discern but we're paying too much attention to story, we're more likely to be triggered into that stress response. We're more likely to go into fear because there's more emotional entanglement in a story than in just the facts. So in a time of challenge or time of crisis or whatever, it's so important for us to look at what's the reality, what are the actual facts. So an example might be, and I just wrote this down before, like, I think she likes me. Like, that's not a fact. That's just a thought without substance, based on maybe a whole bunch of assumptions. We turn it into a fact by, I asked if she likes me and she said yes. Now it's a fact. I needed to get rid of that other stuff around it, that other stuff that was clouding my view of seeing whether that was true or not true. So part of discernment is like working out what's fact and what's fiction. And this has been for me when I have conversations with my clients at this time and place, is I keep asking, what's the facts? Are you paying attention to the facts? Or are you getting caught up in the story? And when we get caught up in the story, we get hijacked. Our brain gets hijacked and we go back into survival. And in survival mode, we're not seeing the whole picture. We're not being able to discern the best course of action because we're not seeing the whole picture. Other things we might need to do is we might need to just slow down. And the word consciousness comes to mind, become more conscious. And for me, discernment is entangled with this thing of conscious awareness. So when I'm being discerning, I'm using my awareness. And if I look at the brain, I'm using the frontal lobe of my cortex, the upper brain. That's where I do my discerning. I don't do it in the midbrain. That's the survival. That's the mammalian part of the brain. I want to do it in the upper part of my brain. And I get into that upper part of the brain by asking good questions. And one of my favorite questions I get all my clients to ask is, what's the reality? What's the reality? So in all circumstances, what's the reality? Not what's the story? What's the reality? And once we start working with reality, then we can start separating, we can start becoming more able to judge the best decision, the best choice to make. So how could you be a little bit more discerning? How could you slow things down, become a little bit more consciously aware, turn assumptions into facts? How could you do a little bit more of that? How could you work on your emotional state so you're not in a fear and survival state of being, so you're in a more relaxed state of being and you can actually see the whole picture? And when you see the whole picture, then you know exactly where to put the jigsaw pieces. But without seeing the whole picture, that putting of the jigsaw pieces together is extremely hard. So, is there areas in your life where you could be a little bit more discerning? The other thought that just came to my mind then, which might be of service, is making sure that you get advice from the people who are the most qualified and capable to be giving you advice. And I think of a business context, and for someone who's a business owner or an entrepreneur, it's not a good idea for them to get advice from someone who's never had their own business, who's never been an entrepreneur. So discernment might be discerning who are the people, the right people, to provide me the information I want to hear. In this time and place, I might be discerning about which information, which individuals I listen to, because I know that they're going to provide more relevant information, they're going to provide less emotive information, and they're going to provide information which is based on what can we learn out of this experience. So putting a positive outlook on it, looking at it through the lens of, okay, this is a reality, what can we learn out of it? So I might know those people who are more likely to provide information in that way so that I want to be listening and tuned into those people. I've already discerned who are the people I want to listen to and who are the people I definitely don't want to listen to. I don't want to listen to people that are like just freaking out and like in panic mode and fear mode and sort of swamping themselves in social media and like getting pulled and pushed in all different directions. I have enough discernment to decide they're not the people I want to listen to. I want to listen to the calmest person in the room. You know, that might be the most nerdy person in the room, but they're the most calmest, and that's who I want to listen to. So how can you be a little bit more discerning, a little bit more able to judge good from bad, right from wrong, best course of action for you moving forward? And remember, if you're in a fear state, your ability to discern goes out the window. So first and foremost, managing your emotional state. When you're in your emotional state, maybe you slow things down, become more conscious, decide who you're willing to listen to that is most likely to provide you the information that will be coming in and packaged up in a way that's most useful for you. So there you go. I think I've gone on for long enough about this thing called discernment. I think you get it. I've often said with different clients I work with or different presentations I'm doing that repetition is the mother of learning. So I go around a topic to make sure you've truly got it. So what I most want for you is for you to like slow down, for you to be a little bit more discerning about the information you let in, knowing that the information you let in has a different impact and effect on your brain, different effect on your mind, and obviously different effect on what's happening emotionally. Just like we want to put highly nutritious food into our body, we want to put highly nutritious information into our brain, into our mind, because that's going to have a better result for us. So there you go. And as always, if you've got any questions about this, don't hesitate to reach out to me, whether that's contacting through Facebook, whether that's jumping on my website, carlmassey.com, carlmassy.com, and going to the contact page and sending something through to me there. I'd love to hear from you and I'd love to support you. And if you'd like to have a deeper conversation with me, a coaching conversation, again, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'd love to help you out in any way I can to help you navigate whatever challenges and transitions you might be going through in your life. And finally, thank you so much for joining me Wherever you are on this amazing, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day. All the very best and take care.